Ninja flavor.
The... And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no. And you see my lifestyle, I got G's in the tub. See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no. And me, I stand the defender like Joseph Yobo. My girl say she want Netflix and chill. So I chatty get if I'm wanting.
I bet you can.
See, you know, I actually didn't think of you.
I just said
I swear to you,
yeah? Somebody needs to lick his face.
You know we started recording, bro. And then you are here talking about what you have in common with men.
Yes.
What is your problem?
You heard it here first.
I'm a menace.
And now, that statement will now lead to the title of this episode. Weird shit our friends say. Andy, I love men. Also, Andy, my ball sacks are filled with spam. Also, Andy, that if you're spam,
I never said that shit.
You said that.
You said that if you correct yourself.
Correct yourself. See what you actually said.
Bill said he's crying spam.
Hold on. That is not what I said. I said if I sneeze, the spam will come out.
But funny enough, I feel like everybody has cracked that spam joke. Because me, that time when I was horny and alone, when I was horny and alone, I used to tell people, like, if you guys come to hostel and see my corpse with spam all over, I just know that I couldn't stay inside anymore. And
it exploded. Was a ghost, and this is ectoplasm.
Like it was a ghost.
This ectoplasm all over me.
It is in my body. It is in our bodies. Why would I talk about it?
It's biological. Come on.
You know what? Think about
biological.
We should be allowed to talk about spam. Women talk about periods all the time.
Look at you. I know when you're on your period, and I'm not even dating you. Imagine anytime you're on your period. I can tell. You always post about it. You post about it all the time, or you post something period related.
This guy a fuck.
There you have it, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Kennedy, a woman is on her period and he's interested. Look at.
I knew my niggas were cold blooded. I didn't know they were blood testing.
I know I'm fucked. I know I'm weird. But bro,
they're waiting for you, Ken. Drop your own.
Tell us weird shit that your friends have said. Let me give you.
Honestly,
one.
Kennedy comes across as somebody that likes pregnant pussy too.
What the fuck? Okay.
Oh my God.
Wait. You're a preggy.
No.
You're a preggy. You like pregnant.
No, I don't.
You like pregnant. Yeah. Interesting.
You got them pregnant.
Yes.
Mo has never said anything about pregnant women.
Unless I'm the only one
to me. So I know for
pregnant women make you uncomfortable.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Like happening.
No.
What?
Oh my God! Bro.
You say? Clarify.
I'm actually going.
Clarify.
Kennedy,
what do you clarify.
Carry back to your front, please.
Please.
Explain to us. Tell us so we can help you.
I'm gonna leave you. I don't talk about it. Come on, there are three people.
What is that?
Anytime you come back, that's how this guy. Yeah, Kim and told me that, you know, feeling of fucking is primal. That is why we lose our senses and our balls are full. A man with a full sack can't think straight. Andy, you said it on this. On this very podcast.
Andy needs a catalogue of all his quotes.
Okay, all the things that Eddie has told about all your quotes.
I cannot marry a woman so she can go into town and be fighting men. Boxing men.
I understand where you're coming from.
What do you mean?
Thank you.
Also, about your own shit.
The one weird shit to call.
Which weird shit have I said?
Which weird
shit? No, yes, quote me now. Which weird shit have I said?
The weird shit of once a woman can make plantain well, do meat pie, do meat.
I don't understand that now.
Which one understand that? Look at how cheap you are. Eh? That means Bosse can just come and tiff you with meat pie. Lock up. Lock up.
Bosse, are you here? You have a fighting chance.
Okay, hold on.
Let me expose
you. Wait, hold on, hold on.
No, women these days, they're too busy being feminist. Nobody's not going to cook anything.
Hold on, I have...
Like that cheap. Just call my name, man.
I have... You know, even the thing I want to say, I can't. The other one.
It's not me.
It's you.
You're mad.
Wait, now wait. See what he said. He said he wants him and his guys to sit down together and watch gay porn.
Yes.
I wanted to say that one.
Guy, you said that. No, not even one time. He kept disturbing me.
Three fucking days.
Guy, stop. That's it.
Is that the best way to test out who's gay? Whoever gets hard first gets a big
time. Shut up.
Thank you. Yeah, test of this test will come. Listen, I will talk that to you. Because Persigo will get hard for
that. I need to clarify.
You are
misconstruing it. I said we need to understand it. Like I'm trying, we are trying.
Say
to
no,
we
are with say you. Wait first.
Well, let me ask you. Wait, chill. Wait, you guys chill. Wait, chill. Can I chill? When you showed me that Isaiah Rashad video, I ran away, which is proof that I am straight and I can't even stand that shit. Today he's a rapper that his sex tape came out.
Anyone mimicking the movement?
why are the contents of the sex tape?
It's not Oxlade. It's not like Tiwa Savage. Oh, it's worse.
Tiwa Savage was kind of boring.
Tiwa Savage was boring.
Yeah, it was. Like, look at the...
It was not a threesome. This nigga was going ham on something.
Praying on the dick.
And he was looking at the camera.
Okay. Let's revisit something I said earlier today.
He came out of the closet.
Oh, that's adorable. You think I would hide? Okay. So I said a girl informed me that she used to cook, and I was like, professionally that she cooks, and I was like, I don't know if I'd buy food from you. Said, why not? Like, okay, look, you're very, you know, slender, and I don't feel comfortable buying food from women who aren't very fat.
So, new entry, Klein, if she's not fat, she can't cook.
Something that's you saying that what you said was different.
Hey, don't woman interrupt me. Hey, it's 2022. Be careful. Oh, woman, explain to me.
You guys listening there? The way bullets fly in this place, I think they just give so much.
Let me try and justify my train of thought. Yeah, have you actually, you guys have all gone out and eaten public food, right? Haven't you always noticed the trend of the woman who was cooking was very obese? There's that one thing, you know, they have that like really swollen tricep so that they can turn, you know, the Christian mother and they can turn this thing well.
It's for the aerodynamics, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit, our friends say aerodynamics.
Francis said love handles are for aerodynamics.
You go to a restaurant.
See, all I'm saying is that if you go to a restaurant and the chef is not very overweight, it's very
just
likely...
Just say it this way. If you go to a restaurant and you don't see Mama Iyabo, just forget about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Thank you. See, now, because remember, the two times I've eaten at the slender woman's restaurant, I regretted it.
I have a question. A very dumbass question.
Which time was this?
So you were there for one of them.
So like...
The bad rice, the woman, and that woman in Soul City. Remember, she was very slender. Her goosey was on fire. You remember now?
Alright, so I'm wondering. So I know straight girls who they claim they are straight, but they watch lesbian porn and it's not gay. But then doesn't it apply to guys too?
No. Existing as a man is existing with certainty. You know this for sure. You don't try.
Do you know what this thing just clarifies now? Andy has found his soulmate.
Me?
You have found your soulmate.
Guys, we need to.
I know what I'm calling.
We need to criticize.
I know what I'm calling two of them.
What do you mean criticize? Right. You understand right. What? Right.
Right. Wait, wait, wait. No, no, you guys, chill. I know what I'm calling two of them. That you found each other. You've achieved.
you need to understand what you are criticizing.
What are you criticizing? Like,
you've never watched gay porn in your life.
No, because I have not.
Like, watched
for heaven's
sake. Wait, let me use your logic against you.
Yes. You have not, like, glanced safe.
Yes, now everybody has glass.
Everybody
and
has
it was
glass,
by mistake. One idiot. So let me tell you what happened. One animal idiot.
Exactly.
Wait, did you just say animal porn?
Yeah. Two hands. Inside two asses.
Okay.
Human beings.
Bestiality. Bestiality.
Get comfortable.
Okay,
wait.
Let me finish.
Yeah, let Andy talk.
You've watched straight porn.
Yes.
Lesbian porn.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
But that doesn't make us gay.
I didn't say you were gay.
Hey, liking two women, as a man, liking two women does not make you gay.
You've seen the same of another thing and the opposite of another thing. Why don't you just finally finish it once and for all?
No, I see. That,
no, let me use
that.
You have a full scope. You have a full scope of what it is. You know,
360 knows. Wait, basically, you cannot try to say what you're trying to say now. Is that you want to eat shit to know that shit tastes terrible?
God damn.
No, that's what you're saying.
So, hey man, you've had it going in. Why not have it coming out too now?
No, is that not the logic that Andy is using?
It's a bad analogy because.
No, you guys, but that's another.
It's a bad analogy.
Weird thing your friend says.
Yes. You've had it going in. Why don't you have it coming out?
Shit.
Thank you. Very bad.
Hey man, Andy's talking about gay porn. No, something entering the bunda is not.
No. Stop that.
I have another one.
Oh, they peg men. Now you do.
Another entry, Andy. They peg men and you.
Mars.
So okay, now this one. This one now. This one now is by Andy.
Andy is on the roll, man.
And it goes like this. Mm-hmm. It's Nyash. Yeah, that folks. Andy wants you to eat ass. Popular saying. Very, very interesting topic, too.
Remember,
maybe we should talk about ass eating.
Our friend. He's not here. Sour. Hey! Let her eat my ass and stay into infinity.
Oh, the second legendary sour quote.
When you've had sex with the same girl another man has had sex with, put your finger in her ass and then when you shake him, point your finger at him and let him know. She's coming at you, bro.
She's coming at you, bro.
Excuse
me.
No,
someone is
the
best.
How about why aren't
you here
today? I wish he was here today. Honestly speaking, guys, weird shit. What do you mean you're next closer?
This one.
Let's
see
where they talk, say she did chop.
This was her exact words. Ass is a delicacy.
Shout out to my guy Wilson. That water is 250. I'd rather drink the pool.
Give context. We went to a bar. There was a pool there.
They sell bottled water there. They say it's 250.
I'll first drink that pool.
Buy water 250.
And you actually have broken it down for us economically. So think about how much it costs to swim there. 1K. Why not just actually swim? Oh, see, Jesus.
So more content. Come on, I need more.
Andy, I'm pretty sure I've said a lot of weird things, but you've said tiny on the rocket and send me to Tel Aviv.
So one day he got dressed, he was heading to class.
And then he wasn't, he got dressed, he was heading to class. He wasn't wearing the belt. So all my other roommates were like, guy, why aren't you wearing the belt? Why is your waist empty? And he looks at us like, what if it's because my life is empty? And we're like,
emotional.
Same energy as I love that, bro.
God.
You are driving.
Yeah, you are driving someone like the same car. I love that. The Delta 150. I love that, bro.
Let me calm down.
Now you don't hear what the central lock will click. Like, are you playing with my life? Why are you telling me you love that?
Never like you, but today is like Andy's book is just open. Like,
see me? And they cast yourself.
Cast yourself. Andy needs a catalog. I'm just saying.
Encyclopedia.
The ones that we can't say. Like because the one that I said a couple of days ago.
What I even say a couple of days? The one he said this morning.
What did I say this morning?
Bagadoomsh.
I didn't say shit.
You guys are exhausting.
Honestly,
what can I say? Someone is exhausting.
Basically, they chop pregnant.
Andy again. Person the chop pregnancy.
Period.
When did they say? Wait. When did anybody here say that they used to eat period? But then again, this guy, this Kennedy is a weirdo. So it's possible.
Kennedy is looking real blood thirsty right like, now.
Look at the sushi. No man.
But like, wait. But for real though, if you're a vampire, bro. Like,
would you? Would
oh
you?
No!
I remember when I was
12. You guys saw that picture I posted of me and Victor, you know, being all buddy comrade. I remember at that age, I was what, 10, 12. I asked Victor this question out of all concern, like, would they? Would vampires actually?
Yeah, you knew about period at age 10.
I did inter-science. Didn't you do
inter-science?
Nah. I knew about
it. Hey, you experienced. You didn't know about it.
They literally tell you.
No wonder.
Going for sperm. I knew about sperm like when I was in primary
school. Good.
Bro!
Sorry. Repeat yourself.
What?
Hey. So back to what we were saying before we were rudely and unnecessarily
interrupted.
Before we were Kennedy'd, basically.
Yes, I like the fact that a lot of us in this friend group, we have adjectives for.
Yes, before we were Kennedy'd.
For our stuff.
Do Andy.
Before look, it was 9 about then, nice.
And look at them, passing juice up and down.
Sharing their juices.
Sharing their juices.
Crazy things. Did you
hear this fool?
Crazy friends.
That is not terrible. It is Victor that said this thing.
Uh-huh. I'm the mightiest man in the galaxy.
It is Victor that said this thing. A girl said, how far? I need some sugar from you. Victor said, go to your kitchen, pick 2 St. Louis cubes of St. Louis sugar and put in your mouth. Take that one and go.
Use that one, they alright.
See, crazy things Victor says.
I will never forget that.
Crazy Victor says, when a girl asks for sugar, send her to the kitchen. You know, I don't need to say much, but women understand.
Yeah. Rejects women, embrace masculinity.
I did not say that one with you.
I don't know if talk
but now, the crazy things are friends, but this one is from me. She gets. There ain't nothing wrong.
Pass yourself.
Yeah, now there ain't nothing wrong with kissing the homie goodnight. In fact, am I just like you know? Yeah, the popular say ain't nothing wrong with kissing the homie's goodnight. I sit on my homie's lap, you know, like.
Kennedy. I'm not gay. I'm just homosexual.
Yeah, he's not. Why not gay? You're just homosexual. You know.
You only fuck the homies.
But wait, Samantha, are you not a homie?
But wait, Larry,
you
never
kissed
a guy. I'm not that homie.
You're a homie.
Don't be homosexual.
Yeah. Baby, I can kiss you good night, nigga. I can kiss you good night.
Is that why the first time you met her, you're like, I love you, bro. No homo.
You see, like right from day one.
She was a bro. I was
cold.
You hear that, guys? Andy says it to you need to be kissed goodnight by a homie. Yeah, Andy, bro. Yeah.
See, you literally just have to just ignore this boy. This boy will just come up.
Like I said,
Andy, make sure ignoring him doesn't make this.
Honestly,
that's the thing. Eddie messaged me. Eddie has messaged me to tell me that he desires my hatred. Like, he desires my hatred.
Eddie,
like, he needs my hatred.
He needs your hatred, or not his mind game too.
He says, I desire your hatred.
Don't think of me, but there is actually a lot that I can't say about you. Because when Andy picks up his phone to text me,
he just shuts off his brain.
Wait, hold on. I think Victor will remember. Victor, can you remember the rice conversation?
That is vexing me because I thought about it and I can't say it. Do you know how many of these things I have on my food?
Sauce battle.
Yeah, I was telling you shit about, you know, these nuts, Fuma, Cookies Man, Duma. I was talking about these nuts. Eddie came quiet and I said, ha, silence because you got these nuts here.
Wait, I was around when you said that.
What about my own popular one on the group chat? Oh, so I see you have your favorite mangaka's juice in your eyes.
That
has silenced many a wanker.
Yo, my own specifically directed towards Batman fans.
Yes, now. They're
always wasting purell.
Yeah, they finish
Batman fans are Itachi fans.
God!
See, you should shut up, you're an Itachi wanker. Keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
How?
No,
I detest Itachi. You are an
Itachi
wanker.
Mohammed. Shut up, you are Itachi wanker. But no, I think Batman wankers are worse. Those guys ride that meat. They ride that meat hard. With enough prep time. By the time you hear prep time, their hands are going.
I have a picture that I saw. And it is that old format of comics where Superman and Lois. Lois gets married to somebody and Superman is in the background. Say like, ha, Lois is a very lucky woman, basically being cuckolded.
So,
but wait now, there's more. Somebody edited the templates to have two pictures of two Batman. out of this, and Robin is like, wow, I'm lucky, I have two great bad dads.
What of Bill now? You push your car's Bill.
I know he says Bill.
Exactly.
Major General Jitobo.
His boyfriend is not here. The only thing that Bill has said that I can remember that is to make money no hard. Now to go who say Ben. That's the only thing I remember.
You can make money. Is it that as home training?
Don't mind that. You are here.
Look at all these Guarimpa people of them standing beside the road looking for short time. Victor Osima soon. 2022.
Yeah, funny thing is that. You see that party we went for? Guarimpa, she a hoe.
I realized that thing. We were coming back from dropping the side at law school. We entered Guarimpa, and this guy was just like, where do I go from here? Do you know where you go? I'm like, hey, don't worry, I know my way around. Victor just turned and looked at me. You know your way around, Guarimpa.
What you trying to say, nigga?
Come clean. How do you know your way around, Guarimpa?
I beg your pardon. Because
what
like
people that live there now, what's their problem now? There
is no hope for them. They are gone.
We were at that Christmas party last night. Where they asked somebody, was just like, how far? Because two people did not realize that Guarimpa was like that. They asked the person that was living in Guarimpa. But it's not the hair now.
I was telling the first person I was going to attend in Guarimpa, somebody else that I don't even know saw it on my status. Like, is that a Guarimpa? I was like, yeah, should they take condoms? I was like, why? So that every party after 12 turns into an orgy. I was like,
that's something.
No,
wait, you just opened my eyes right now.
Wait.
Now you understand.
You were sexually assaulted in Guarimpa. Mad.
He's a man. Cannot be sexually assaulted. He was harassed.
We don't do that shit.
You pass with
it. Yes. What? You're a pastor.
I'm a virgin.
You're a virgin.
No, he's a pastor. He's past.
Andy is one of those guys that, you know, they are virgins. And tomorrow they'll be like, the thing is sweet, no?
Oh, no.
It's sweet, dude. It's sweet than anything I've ever done before. Anyway, we have come to the conclusion of today's episode.
Sorry for the delay in post.
Sorry for the delay. There's no delay in post. You quiet, you. But yes, sorry for the sorry for delay in post.
Quiet, you.
Quiet, sir.
We're working on ourselves and we're depressed. So,
you know. No, I'm not follow you. In Nigeria.
Shut up.
I don't follow you.
But are you depressed?
No, I'm not. You fuck.
Are you sure?
I'm not.
That sounds very depressing.
Who is depressed? That sounds depressing.
That sounds overly defensive.
Like, I can see.
No, that sounds overly defensive.
Shut the
fuck up.
See you guys. Bye. I'm broke.